It's the Ray Appleton Podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Well, welcome into the Wednesday Ides of March edition of the Ray Appleton Show. Ray Appleton is not here today. Blake Taylor filling in today. Ray's a bit under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Get well, Ray. Rest up and he'll tackle the news of the day tomorrow here on KMJ. In the meantime, you're stuck with me for the next 3 hours. We've got a lot, and I'm talking a lot of stuff to get through today. Want to hear from you at 490-5858. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to check in with Fresno City Councilman Gary Bredefeld. He's going to tell us why he was just sued by the Fresno County Board of Supervisors. Yes, you heard me correct. Gary Bredefeld was just sued by the Fresno County Board of Supervisors. We'll hear exactly why, get his take on that situation coming up at 1:05 on the program today. We'll play you some audio from a wild scene last night up at UC Davis. College campuses used to be the bastion of free speech. Well, the free speech went on last night, but not without a tussle between Antifa, left-wing activists, students, and the cops. A lot of damage was done on campus at UC Davis last night. We'll tell you all about it coming up. The Fresno County Board of Supervisors, speaking of them, they also, they're lawsuit happy this week, aren't they? They are also suing to keep the name of Squaw Valley intact. Of course, Squaw Valley has been canceled. You can't say Squaw anymore, thanks to Governor Newsom. Speaking of Governor Newsom, how about his wife, the first partner, making some news? We'll hear from her a little bit later on. She's got this initiative about equal pay for men and women. Of course, she's taking the side of the female perspective, of course, equal pay for men and women. She wants to narrow that gap. Apparently, women in California are making 88 cents for every dollar that a guy makes in the state of California right now. And apparently, the city of Fresno is on board with this initiative from Jennifer Siebel Newsom. We'll talk about that. Also, I want to get Gary Bredefeld's thoughts on that, because he didn't know the city of Fresno. He's a city councilman, and he had no idea that the city of Fresno had joined in this initiative. It's kind of interesting, isn't it, that an elected official sitting on the council, the city council of Fresno, had no idea that the city of Fresno was joining an initiative. Interesting. New polling is out concerning Republican delegates in the state of California. Who do you think they're liking right now for the next president of the United States? DeSantis, Haley, Trump, Pence, Pompeo, Scott? We'll tell you. New polling is out. It's rather enlightening concerning the Republican Party in the state of California. Also, back to Governor Newsom. Have you heard about his ties to the Silicon Valley Bank that just went under the other day, that the feds shut down? No? Okay. We'll tell you about it. But first, as we kick off the program here, Mike Martinez producing. I'm Blake Taylor again for Ray today. Joining me in studio right now is a good pal of mine, co-host of Fresno's Morning News, and that is Christopher Gabriel. Hello, sir.
Good morning to you, my friend. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Congratulations on another Golden Mike Award nomination. That's coming up in a couple of days, the award ceremony for that. So we'll see what happens down in Los Angeles. So, you guys have won a couple of them already, and another one possibly in the works. We shall see.
We're thinking about calling the hallway here just the Hall of Champions with all the...
I like that idea.
I think it's... Why not, right?
Hall of Champions.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Got a lot of cool stuff
I like
there.
It's got a great ring to it.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to bring you in because I wanted to kick off the program with something. You know, you and I are very alike. We're very different, but we're very alike in some ways.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
And our family life is very similar.
Very.
It's very coincidental. We both have teenage daughters. Two of them.
Two each. Yes. Yours are lovely. I've had a chance to meet them, and they're very charming.
Yours are awesome as well. Your family's great. And you've got a freshman in college and a
sophomore
in high school.
Correct.
And I've got an eighth grader and a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
And again, girls. And something that you've brought up on the CGP. For those that don't know what the CGP is, that's the Christopher Gabriel program. That caught my eye. on social media last night, and that was another reason I wanted to bring you in. Okay. You can hear the CGP, the Christopher Gabriel program, Saturdays, 10 a.m. here on KMJ. You're doing a wonderful job with
that
show. You're bringing a lot of various topics to light. Mm-hmm. I mean, local, national, sports, you know, weather. I mean,
economy this
economy.
Weekend.
Economy. Yep. Yeah, you're going to be talking.
Ken Owings.
Ken Owings, who's a financial superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be talking about, I assume, the Silicon Valley
Absolutely.
Bank closure.
We're talking that. We're talking the feds. We're talking interest rates, everything.
Yeah. And you can hear that again Saturday at 10 a.m. Here on KMJ and always streaming at KMJnow.com. By the way, the stock market's down more than 500 points right now, by the way, so we're all losing some cash. I wanted to bring you in about another topic that you've been very keen on in recent years, and that is social media and its negative, and I repeat that word, negative impact on especially teenagers,
yeah.
But in particular, teenage girls.
Yeah, it is a troubling statistic that's out there, and I had Dr. Jay Pope, who is from Fresno Pacific. He's a clinical psychologist. He's a professor there. You've heard him on my show many times.
Yep.
And we discussed this very issue. The CDC, they just had their biannual youth risk behavior survey. And I got to tell you, Blake, this is really alarming. Most teen girls, 57%, now saying they experience persistent sadness or hopelessness. That's up 36% from 12 years ago. 30% of teen girls now say they have seriously considered suicide. Mm. That is up 19% from 2011. I'm not going to get into more numbers except to tell you this. What they learned in this research is that it's not from COVID. It's from social media. Mm. It's the pressures that they are feeling from Facebook, from Instagram, Snapchat. That is really troubling. And the way it was all wrapped into one big ball is, how does society, how do parents like you and I mm-hmm. wrap our arms around this and get our girls, get our, and boys too, but especially girls, to understand there is a deleterious effect on them right now?
Yeah, and this comes up because there's a developing story out of the Bay Area. An Oakland, California judge has just put forth a federal lawsuit alleging intentional harm. I know I'm repeating myself a lot today, but I think it's very important. So this Oakland judge has put forth a federal lawsuit alleging intentional harm to young people by social media companies, including Meta, which is Facebook right. and Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, which is owned by Google,
mm-hmm.
Snapchat, and all of their parent organizations, which I mentioned. Now, the lawsuit is comprised of complaints from teenagers. The suit was filed previously, but an unredacted version was just made available. And what's going on here, and what's really caught my eye, Christopher, is that I'm going to read a quote here. Quote, "These never-before-seen documents show that social media companies treat the crisis in young youth mental health as a public relations issue rather than an urgent societal problem brought on by their products, i.e. social media." This according to the plaintiff's lawyers in this case. That's very, very interesting because, as you know, a giant company like Meta, Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube, et cetera, Snapchat, TikTok, they have internal investigators that basically like an HR department
mm-hmm.
that study this stuff. And it reminds me, you know what it reminds me exactly of? Big tobacco.
Yeah, that's a great parallel. And
they know
yes,
what they're doing.
They do. Well,
big and they know the effects
yeah,
that it's having.
And for those not following, connecting the dots yet, Blake simply is saying Big Tobacco always knew what they were doing while they were telling everybody that it's terrible, smoking is bad, it's going to harm your health. They were trying to sell as much as they could sell.
Sure. They had doctors doing TV commercials.
Exactly. And this is really troubling. Because, and as I said, on the CGP, having Dr. Jay Pope on, we discussed this very issue that The last thing Facebook, TikTok, and all these companies want is to admit that there is a direct connection, a mental health connection, mm-hmm. In terms of the numbers that we just gave you, to their products, as opposed to, no, it's not a mental health thing, it's just a PR issue. And that, to me, is an insult to all of our intelligence.
Absolutely. And listen, and the bosses know it.
Yep.
And they're covering it up. Mark Zuckerberg, the dudes over at Google that own YouTube, they know this stuff. And the other thing is, kids really aren't on Facebook, as we've come to. That's more of an old guys and gals game now. I mean, that's 40 and over, probably 45 and over is Facebook territory. The kids are on the TikTok.
Yep. Snapchat, TikTok.
And Snapchat. And my kids are on TikTok, for instance.
Same
I'll be honest with you.
Mine too.
And I hate it. It may or may not be Chinese spy technology. I don't know. I'm not an expert in the territory. That's what we're told on mass media.
Mm-hmm.
My kids enjoy TikTok. They love it. They're on it, you know, a lot. Too much, in my opinion. They should be reading books or studying and doing homework, but my kids don't get homework these days for some reason. That's kind of gone out the window. I don't know.
I wish my kids went to your school.
Yeah, public schools. Well, I wish my kids went to your school. I got to tell you, I think I've really scaled back social media in my life for my own mental health. Have you?
I am almost never on Facebook. Even though I'm in the plus 45 range, the sole reason that I am on Twitter is to promote my show and KMJ.
Yeah.
The way that I approach social media is we control what we see, we control what we put out. No one's going to control me. And so I have removed anyone and everyone that has any kind of negativity. I want none of it. Mm-hmm. I want none of it. I'm almost never on TikTok except to see what my daughters are doing.
Yeah.
To see what's going on there. And, you know, the TikTok dilemma is one that you look today, Blake, Fortune 500 companies, universities, everyone is using it. Those groups are using it in healthy ways. The problem is getting past that and finding the garbage, because there's much more garbage.
Yeah, you go down the rabbit holes.
Absolutely.
And what's it called? Doom scrolling.
Yes.
Which is just... It's like you said, it's garbage. Hey, when we come back, I want to continue this conversation. We'll open up the phone lines, too. If you have teenage kids or even younger, if they're 10, 11, 12 through 20, let us know what your thoughts are on this. Have you been paying attention to it? Have you noticed a detrimental effect of social media on your children? Love to hear from you. Let's light up the phone lines. 490-5858. 490-5858. This is the Ray Appleton Show. I'm Blake Taylor filling in. My co-host for this hour is Christopher Gabriel. We'll be right back.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
The Ray Appleton Podcast. Right now.
Click the podcast page.
KMJNow.com.
It's free.
Now, Ray Appleton.
This is the Ray Appleton Program. Blake Taylor filling in for Ray today. He's a bit under the weather. Get better, Ray. Praying for you, buddy. Joining me in studio right now is Christopher Gabriel, co-host of Fresno's Morning News and host of the CGP, the Christopher Gabriel Program, Saturdays at 10 a.m. right here on KMJ. Make sure you lock in for that every Saturday. Set your alarm. Or just go to the podcast
page.
It's
an acronym most people know, right?
The CGP?
Yeah.
Well, you'd think so by
now.
You would
hope so, right?
I hoped so.
Yeah.
But apparently, while doom scrolling last night on Facebook, which I rarely post anything anymore, but I do. I also, part of my job is to manage the Facebook feed for KMJ now, and I just happened to be going through it last night, and there were, I had posted that your show was coming up next at 10 a.m. on Saturday a couple of weeks ago, right? And your headshot, and I said the CGP is up next on KMJ, and there were all these responses, like a half dozen or so, that said, "What the hell's the CGP?" What does that mean? But, people didn't know what that meant. I was like, are you people kidding me by now?
You know, what's funny about that is that it's this has been how the show has been branded for about 18 years. And I've been on air in this town for 8 years.
Yeah.
And granted, I'm not bigger than the SVP on ESPN.
Yeah.
But this acronym is not unknown in this market.
Exactly right. So the CGP, the Christopher Gabriel Program, Saturdays, 10. On KMJ.
Happy to be under the KMJ umbrella.
Absolutely. And go get the old podcast. There's some great stuff there. There's some awesome interviews that you've done over the past 2 or 3 years that are all there for you for the liking. Whenever you want to listen, you can do it. Hey, I want to remind you, coming up in the next hour, in the noon hour, we've got tickets to give away to Jeff Dunham. Comedy, amazing comedy phenom. He's going to be in Fresno at the Save Mart Center later this month. We want to send you... So listen, in the noon hour, we're going to give away tickets to his Still Not Canceled tour, tickets provided by the Save Mart Center. Thanks to Mitzi and the gang over there for hooking us up with that. Christopher, continuing our conversation now on this situation with social media and our kids. And the phone lines are open, by the way. 490-5858 is the number. Please give us a shout. We're talking about social media's negative impact on our kids, and specifically where it hits Christopher and I is because we both have two teenage daughters each, and my kids are on TikTok. They're not on anything else, I don't think, as far as I know. But it came to light today because there's breaking news out of the Bay Area, where an Oakland judge has filed a federal lawsuit alleging that social media companies know. They've had research done on the negative impact on our kids' mental health because of their products, whether it be Facebook or TikTok or YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. Just name one. There's, 25 of them. Name one. It's having a negative impact, and they know it. And a federal lawsuit is saying this, and they've got evidence to conclude this, and it's going to go to trial. Internal research documenting harm, and these companies are blocking safety measures because they, quote, decrease engagement. And, by the way, Zuckerberg over at Facebook and Instagram has defunded defunding the mental health programs that they had once tried to or allegedly were considering installing. This is, and if they can prove in federal court, Christopher, and I'll address this to you. If federal prosecutors can prove Mark Zuckerberg or the bosses at Google or whatever knew in advance that their products were having negative mental health impacts on the plaintiff's child, and that plaintiff's child harmed themselves, even to the extent of suicide, they would be held liable.
It would force Zuckerberg to power wash Facebook. In essence, come clean. The fact that the mental health aspect of this is consistently put aside on a back burner, trying to minimize it. This is not new territory, Blake, that the mental health situation crisis in this country is serious. And too many individuals, in this case, somebody with the kind of power and influence like Mark Zuckerberg, is trying to act like it's not that at all. It's not as serious as it is. What is it going to take? Maybe something like this. What's it going to take to get these people in positions of power to say, we need to rethink how we're doing business? Mm-hmm. Because it is having a wholly adverse effect on the youth of this country. And that is essentially saying it's going to change our business. It might cut into our advertising. It might cut into our bottom line. You know what I say? Too bad. Too bad.
Yeah. And then you gotta take a look at ourselves. You and me, dads, moms. Are we doing enough? Do we need to look at ourselves and the job we're doing as parents? And because of maybe we're negligent.
Oh, I don't think it's a maybe. I think we are. I'll speak for myself here. I know that I view myself as something my wife and I like to talk about. I'm curious if you and your lovely wife do the same thing, that parents are slot machines. And when and when the kids want something, when they want a yes for whatever it is, they'll keep pulling that arm, keep pulling it until it pays off around the 11th or 12th pull. And when it comes to social media, our younger daughter, she was begging to get on all these platforms, and we resisted forever. And she eventually wore us down when she got a little older. But I think that oftentimes, me as a parent, I will give in a little bit too fast because I get tired of getting beaten down.
I was just watching a podcast last night with Joe Rogan and Bert Kreischer. If you don't know who Bert Kreischer is, everybody knows who Rogan is now, right?
By now, I hope so.
The world's biggest podcaster, stand-up comedian, actor, etc. Bert Kreischer is also a very famous stand-up comic and performer. And they were talking about the death threats that they received from their kids when they were like 4 and 5. It was that just triggered me when I was watching that last night.
Thank
God, no. Their kids are nuts. Thank God my kids have never said anything that drastic to me.
Yeah, we haven't had the death threats. We have had they've written us off. They're done with us. You're the meanest because of getting the dreaded no.
Yeah.
They get a no.
Yeah, exactly.
So forgive me, to roll back to your original question, I do think, and I'm probably speaking for a lot of parents, I know speaking for myself, there are more than a few times, Blake, that I need to, I'm tough in some situations, I need to be tougher.
Interesting comment. That's Christopher Gabriel. I'm Blake Taylor in for Ray today on the Appleton Program.
Subscribe to the Ray Appleton podcast or click the podcast page at kmjnow.com.
And joining me in studio in for Ray Appleton today on KMJ and always streaming at kmjnow.com is Christopher Gabriel from the CGP, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on KMJ, and of course the co-host of the award-winning Fresno's Morning News. Continuing our conversation, good stuff today. Well, kind of a difficult topic, but it's something that both Christopher and I feel it's very important to discuss is the negative impacts on our kids from social media. We want to take your calls if you've experienced this, if your kids have had this, have they gotten depressed, have they gotten suicidal? I don't want to hear, you know, I don't want to get into a territory where family problems are really being, you know, outlined where it's very, very difficult to discuss. But in general terms, I think it's important to discuss here. 490-5858. Let's go to the phones. Ross, you're first on KMJ on the Appleton Program. Hi, Ross.
Hi, how are you this morning? Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. What do you think?
I'm an employer. I employ a lot of high school kids. I employ junior college and college kids in my businesses. Mm-hmm. And I've had my business 31 years. I have seen such a change in young people because of their, I'll say, addiction to social media, as well as the what it has done to them. It's made them extremely fragile in the workplace. And by saying that, I can no longer confront a young person who maybe has a habit of being late because it'll be seen as a negative encounter, and quite often they will quit. You have to train them in a much different way. They are just so fragile. And I think it's because of the amount of negativity they see in social media, and they just can't in real life, face to face, deal with it. And it's been a really, really radical change. I know you guys have raised girls, and obviously, you know, you're very conscious of what's going on in your household, but so many children come from one family where that social media, they're spending hours and hours a day looking at this stuff, and it changes their personalities. And I want to use the word fragile.
Ross?
And I don't know. Yeah.
Forgive my interruption. I didn't want you to go too far because I think you're making some great points. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to jump on that word because I couldn't agree with you more, the word fragile. Blake and I, during the break, were talking about how in sports now, just a little bit of a lateral move from what you're talking about, but it's all in the same under the same umbrella. Sports now, you have a lot of coaches, not all, but you have a lot of coaches that will coach up boys or girls in a way that they are assuming everybody has to be a little tougher. Man up, woman up, whatever the phrase is, and not everybody is built that way. And the kids who are a little bit more fragile, the kids who are more prone to being swayed by what they see on social media, then that just sort of adds to the problem and it starts to just multiply. And I suspect that from what you're saying, people like yourself, you have to be so careful, and it sounds like you are, where you want to be respectful of every individual personality, every individual set of characteristics that a young person has walking through your door, because and this is what I wanted you to comment on. You have a set of standards for your business, but you can't treat every young person the same way.
Absolutely. It is so difficult. You know, one kid can be a little tougher than another, and you'll get a couple others who aren't. But you have to go to a standard to treat everybody, because you have a responsibility not only to your customers, but to their parents. You know, if we have minors working, we have to be very conscious of how they're treated. And my experience is, boy, we have to be very careful. And I would even go a step further and make a quick comment on gaming. We have run into young guys, particularly, who have spent hours and hours almost every night of the week gaming, and by gaming, I mean they are shooting and killing in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
I've wondered for years, if they do this every night, is this contributing to what we see in America? Are these people getting older and getting access? It's really disturbing because they game all night long. So, you know, I'm one of those people who just thinks that social media, instead of being a positive force for youth, it's just the opposite. It's been a real negative, and it makes people's self-worth decline, especially in young people.
Ross, thank you so much for making the call. Great stuff today. Yeah, don't be a stranger. Definitely. Really appreciate it. Excellent info. You know, I was running a radio station down in Bakersfield, KERN, 15, 20 years ago, whatever it was. And I was hiring for a producer job or something like that, full-time gig. Kid walks in, applied for the job. I liked his resume. I said, all right, come on in. Well, I'll interview you. I said, so what do you do in your free time? He says, I'm a big gamer. I said, what is that? And he played Call of Duty or whatever it was, and he was a big gamer. I did not hire him.
I am not surprised. I am not surprised that, knowing you especially, I am not surprised. But have you noticed, though, and Ross brings up a good point, that gaming has become bigger for some young people than school?
It's actually a scholarship,
yes,
quote-unquote sport,
yes,
in some colleges now.
It is.
Which is friggin' ridiculous, but it is the times we're living in.
You look at Japan and South Korea and certainly other places, and now it's starting to creep into college campuses. Mm-hmm. They are building 14,000-15,000 seat arenas to watch this, and they're sold out.
It's nuts.
It is nuts, and that's what's coming next to the NCAA.
It's Orwellian, man.
It's
absolutely Orwellian. And the NCAA, by the way, is not going to be here in 10, 15 years. It's going away.
They need to clear out that building in Indianapolis so no bodies are in there, and then burn the place down and start from scratch.
You're not calling for arson, though, are you?
I am not calling for arson. Figuratively speaking,
Got
I'm calling for that. Yeah.
Understood. Who's your pick? Did you fill out your bracket?
I have. I think I have a...
Don't tell me Tennessee, because I'm not going to hear it.
No, I think that I love the Vols, but I don't... until they show me something, I think they're going down in the second round. I think
bold prediction.
I think that UCLA is going to get to the final.
Mm-hmm. I've got them in my final four.
Yep, and I think that Purdue is going to get there as well, because Zach Edey is tough to get to, and I think Purdue's going to win it all.
Really?
I think just because they're inside-outside game, he is a monster.
He is a monster. Let's go back to the phones quickly. Richard, you're next on KMJ.
Yeah, thank you.
Sir.
You know, about the fragile use. Talking about kids being fragile. Mm-hmm. My grandson, I'm with him all the time, and these kids are, they're so intelligent now that they tune that stuff out. They can listen to it, but they don't let it get them down. And I just want to make that point.
I would agree with you, Richard, that our kids are – my kids, I know, they're far more intelligent than I was at that age.
Hear, hear.
When I was that age.
Oh, I'm right there with you, Blake.
Because of the exposure of the internet, they can look up anything. We had to go and find an encyclopedia or go to a library.
Yeah. We when you and I were doing reports at school, we had books all over the floor.
Remember the bibliography that we had to write?
Yes. And now the kids, they don't know. They don't know what we went through.
Right.
Darn kids.
And our parents or grandparents were talking about us. They literally went through world wars.
Yes.
Or Korea War or Vietnam in my dad's instance.
Korea.
Yeah. That was some legit hell.
Is it interesting
that they went through?
No, you're absolutely right. It's interesting, though, how our kids right now aren't dealing with that reality where the whole country is unified for a war effort. Mm-hmm. But it's, in many ways, the war that we are all facing now is this war against social media and gaming, in a sense that we have to fight for our kids for them to understand that everything they see on the internet isn't true. Everything that they see on TikTok isn't true. It's a daily battle, Blake.
It is. I got to tell you, this is a fascinating discussion. We'll do one more segment with you, Christopher, if you can hang out. You good?
We should talk about sports with mental illness.
Let's do it. That's Christopher Gabriel, host of the CGP, Saturdays at 10 on KMJ, also co-host of Fresno's Morning News, 6 to 9 a.m. Don't forget, we've got Jeff Dunham tickets to give away. He's playing the Save Mart Center later this month. That's coming up in the next hour, too, here on the Appleton Program. Blake in for Ray today on KMJ.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Subscribe to the Ray Appleton Podcast. Get Ray Appleton right now. It's free. Or click the podcast page at kmjnow.com.
And joining me in studio for the next couple of minutes is my good pal Christopher Gabriel, host of the CGP, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on KMJ, and of course co-host of Fresno's Morning News, 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Hey, want to remind you folks out there that the KMJ 100 Years of KMJ documentary is coming out very, very soon. It's coming up in a couple of weeks on exactly 15 days from now, as a matter of fact, on March 30, 7 p.m. on Valley PBS. It's in its final editing stages right now, as I understand it. In fact, I'm going to show you this off the air.
Okay.
It's a little blue.
Oh, okay.
Some outtakes from the editing process.
I'm wondering who that would be from.
It was from a, let's say, the Hall of Fame sportscaster, Bulldog broadcaster, Bill Woodward.
Okay.
Got some outtakes from the late, great, rest in peace, Bill. Bill Woodward, a friend of mine for years, and I'll play you that off the air.
Yeah, this by the way,
that
this
was
documentary
sent to me last night.
From what we've seen, this documentary looks like it's going to be fantastic. Jeff Aiello,
Jeff is an amazing wonderful filmmaker, and he's finishing up the editing process right now. And again, March 30, 7 p.m. Valley PBS. Mark it on your calendars.
Absolutely.
Hey, so off the air, we were talking about something concerning. We've been talking with Christopher about social media and its negative impacts on our kids these days. It's really coming to light, and it's really bad. And now it's going to be a federal lawsuit. We'll talk more about that in the coming days. But something that Christopher and I were talking about off the air during the break was that in our days, we didn't grow up in the days of social media. Video cameras were just coming to existence in my day, in my heyday in high school and college ball. And before you, you had Polaroids,
We had Polaroids and flash cameras. Yeah.
And the recruiting process might be having an interesting impact with social media on the high school recruiting process for athletes.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I have a friend who has a very talented freshman, a baseball player, and he is already getting looks from D1s, Division I schools, NCAA Division I schools.
As a freshman. That'll tell you something.
Yeah, he's...
You know what that tells me? Payday when he's 18, because whether it be NIL deal in college with full scholarship or getting drafted in the first round.
No, you're absolutely right, and his dad is a good friend of mine, and... they have really been very careful about his development. He's playing on varsity, winning games with walk-off homers. But here's the thing. This young man will see videos on TikTok and elsewhere, other players at his level, and they're a little bigger, a little stronger, a little further along. And he's thinking, am I not quite there yet? Am I not doing enough? And wants to be doing more and more and more and more, cutting into his normal academic time, normal family time, and so on. And
hitting the batting cage at midnight.
Midnight, 1 o'clock. And that's where my friend is saying, this we've had to get onto him and say, we need to put that out of your mind. You're a freshman. You are killing it on the field right now. You don't need to be worrying about what you're seeing on TikTok. There's the direct effect of social media, Blake.
It's interesting. There's stories about Carlos Correa, who was much like that, grew up in the social media world, but he had the drive and he dragged his dad along with him to make him the number one overall pick by the Houston Astros a few years ago. He was like that. He was driven, though.
Driven.
And it was on him, and he made himself the number one draft pick that year. But those social pressures or those social media pressures were there at the time, and it's interesting. Some kids can deal with it rather well, and some kids are going to pull back because they think that they're not up to the snuff.
And I think it's important where you set this discussion going. I think you make a really important point, and that is that when you were growing up, when I was growing up, there wasn't social media, so there wasn't that element that we had to measure or felt like we had to measure ourselves up to.
Yeah.
Now, kids not only have the fields or the courts that they have to measure themselves up to, not only do they have to see sports 24 hours a day on 100 different channels, now they're seeing it on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, everywhere, and it's a faster road to a weaker or a more pronounced situation with mental health.
Hey, what's coming up on the CGP this weekend on Saturday?
Thanks for mentioning that. I'm excited. We have economist and financial advisor wizard Kent Owings. He is going to be talking about the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about the Fed's interest rates and how all of that is weaving in with gas prices. Oil per barrel went below $70 today. First time I've seen that since I've been here.
Really?
It was at $67 a barrel. We have him, and then we have the best anchor and reporter from the NFL Network, Omar Ruiz. He's going to explain what is going on. I mean, the Raiders, the Bears, the Jets, it's all the Niners.
Aaron Rodgers at the Jets, I hear. That's going to be a done deal pretty soon.
It looks that way. And then Nick Shager's going to come on with a couple of reviews and a quick recap of the Oscars.
Okay, sounds good. That's Christopher Gabriel. Weekday mornings, Fresno's Morning News, 6 to 9 a.m., along with Matt Otstadt, the award-winning pair. And, of course, the CGP, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we've got Jeff Dunham tickets to give away here on KMJ.
It's the Ray Appleton Podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers? and Dave Roberts.
Hell yeah.
Search for The Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.